Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon. It's Inauguration Day. How many of you watched that on TV? I missed it this morning, but we listened to some of it on the radio, and I'm very excited. Anyway, you're listening to Radiance by Design. I'm Veronica Entwistle, and you probably all know that, or many of you. Welcome to the new people. And this is a show all about you, about increasing our radiance, about learning to radiate consciously so that we can make a change. It's mastery over reactions in our body, mind. Our minds are, our bodies are file folders. They're like little filing cabinets of ancient reactions, as well as lineage reactions, as well as concurrent reactions. And it's really wonderful when we learn to pull them out, release ourselves mentally, physically, spiritually, vibrationally, so that we can be a part of the changing times by just entering a room, by radiating at a higher level, and by lifting everyone else, lifting the collective. It's funny, I often think of it as kind of like an ocean. And, you know, if you wave your hand in an ocean, it does make a difference, doesn't it? But just may not show immediately. So we're kind of like that, living in the collective vibrational stew, and I'm always imagining that we get to push different thoughts and feelings into the ocean to raise our expectations, to raise the possibility of creation, and have a blast, not be so victimized by that which was history and all that. Just a sec. My headset's a bit too loud. I'm sort of yelling into my own head here. I hope you can all hear me. Sometimes people tell me after that my voice was too soft or too loud, so I really hope that you're going to talk to me about that today. So this is a call-in show. Radiance by Design is a call-in show all about you. I want to say congratulations to Obama and to all the people that worked really hard to bring him forward into the world. And he does seem like he's got tremendous consciousness and really the charisma to really lift us into talk about paradigm shifting, into bringing ourselves into radiant service to actually recreate some of the social foundations in this country. It was good that we kind of got them pulled apart so people can rethink our blindnesses and rethink our debt consciousness and so on and so forth. So I'm excited about the inauguration of Obama, but to me, I think it means that we're really bringing forward a new level of ourselves, that we're required at this point in the history of mankind to move into a deeper sense of integrity and to work toward creating a higher level of reality for ourselves and all others. And I think that's what it's all about. So I said in my little flyer this week that it was all about inaugurating new levels of self. And I really mean that. How are we going to do that? Well, today we're going to talk about being truly yourself. We've talked to some pet psychics lately. We've talked about animals quite a bit on Paradigm Shifters. And apparently, as a lot of you might know, the horses, for example, don't like people who come forward with one attitude, but inside they have a discordant attitude. Then they immediately take a dislike to you and they start reacting. And then I sort of laugh because for a lot of us who are very, very sensitive, as a child I used to be very frustrated by, for example, adults, teachers and authority people who said one thing but meant something else. When I was very small, it made me cry a lot, and I guess it made me dislike or mistrust them. And Bob's my precious partner, who's a great techie wizard, sits here with me every day, every time we do this radio show. We were just talking about how that little inner child quite often does not feel safe in a discordant world, and how that's come through what? Programming through thousands of years, many, many lifetimes of experiences and so on. And that's something, if we can enter that place or any place inside of ourselves where we're functioning from a reactive level and really creating havoc or creating pattern behavior in our lives, we can work on that. We're going to work on it meditatively. We're going to work on releasing it energetically. As my guides were saying, I was channeling just before this show, and the guides are reminding us that all those tools we use for divination, Enneagram, the astrology, and various self-searching tools that we've used all really help us to align with the potential of what's in there, of what's really in there, instead of what we've been programmed to not believe in or why you might get tummy aches or why things want to bust up in you, because your soul fulfillment is not being reached. Instead, you're living out some kind of reactive or programmed force. Now, if we take it farther, which my guest at 5 o'clock will probably do, her name is Almeen, and she's a wonderful channel. You might want to look her up, or those of you who got my flyer might have listened to one of her YouTubes that I recommended in the flyer, but she's always talking about how ancient our programming is, and she talks about the various universes and the various planets and the kind of civilization. She talks about the Iranians and how they programmed us, and how the and Lazarus talks about how the Pleiadians and the not the Arcturians, the Andromedans and the Syrians came and reprogrammed us so that we could have a, albeit limited, life, but the ability to create through free will. So these beings all talk about not just your program right now in an obvious way that came from your lineage, but the universal programs that we as a species are living out as well. So we're talking today about deprogramming some of our reactions and finding the authentic power of who we are, and recognizing that that really has a huge impact on the collective. The more authenticity we find in ourselves, the greater our contribution in life is, even if we're just standing in the lineup at the movie theater or Safeway. Well, that was a long preamble, wasn't it? And I'm going to look forward to your calls, but first we're going to do a meditation, and I love doing the structures meditation. And the structures are sacred geometric meditations, and in the structures that you're going to create with me, you can find that your energy is amped up, your energy is enhanced for you to create both healing, releasing, healing for yourself, for other people, for releasing some of the old programs in yourself and actually manifesting some of the greater dreams that you have in the world. The guides taught me the structures, and I just love them because they're like a safe place to go and explore consciousness, truth, reality, evolution, clearing, whatever. Let's all collect. Oh, and also it's a great place to go to clear up the environment all around you. I mean the vibrational environment. So instead of breathing, thinking, feeling everybody else's thoughts and feelings, you get to clear that out and become yourself. Hey, you're the only one in the universe. It's you. Isn't that amazing? Woo-wee! So everybody close your eyes, unless you're driving. And a couple of deep breaths to change your tension level. One more. And now let's call in from the galactic center of your choice. Well, I don't know if I want to go to the Iranian center right now, although they might have evolved as well. So let's go into the galactic center of your choice and imagine coming from there a great crystalline tube, and that tube draws the energy from that wonderful galactic center and fuels your energy fields. And you bring it down and it moves through the top of your head, down through your spine, and right into the core of the earth. Excellent. Now above your head, perhaps 2 miles, see a golden ball. Oh my, it's radiant. And below your spine, about 40 feet, another golden ball. And drop another filament of light, just absolutely sparky radiant, from the upper golden ball down through the crystalline tube into the lower golden ball. It's also through your spine, isn't it? I can really feel that. I feel kind of a buzz or something. And now from the upper golden ball, drop a four-sided pyramid to about waist height. Maybe it's about 20 feet out from the body. And I like the points of my four-sided pyramid to be front, back, side to side, but you can have them any way you want. And then do the same thing, an upside-down pyramid, touching each of the points and pointing down to the lower golden ball. And now stick a golden ball in each of the points just to make it beautiful. And now you're inside of this amazing octahedron. It's a very bright, bright, radiant structure. And now you're inside of a crystal ball. Concoct a crystal ball, the outside edges of which touch the inside edges of your structure. Doesn't it feel different in the crystal ball? And now inside of that, I'd like you to be in, it's like a little spaceship, a little crystal disc. Looks like a spaceship. It's your spaceship. And in that, I want you to spin and spin and spin and spin. And you can really feel yourself spinning in it. Now, whilst you're spinning, look ahead of you and you'll see a crystalline grid. Now, we're going to do some manifestation exercises. We're going to do some little movies on the crystalline grid. But what I find is mine kind of go into the grid. It's our metaphor. It's our creation, so it can be any way you want. And so in front of you on the grid, I'd like you to create a little movie all about you and what it is you're trying to evolve to or create or be. This is not your projects. This is your selfness. Yeah. Are you a call-in? Because I'd like you to wait till we're done our meditation, if you will, please. Thank you. And now I'll see on the crystal grid, see yourself. I like to see myself becoming more and more multidimensional. And then whatever you want to do, and then you bless that and move to the next picture, and it's going to be something, a little movie of something you want to design and create in life. And see whoever it is helping you, see the angels helping you, see people around, see it going well, and the product coming out. It might be a love affair, it might be a home, it might be a family, it doesn't matter what it is. You just create it and feel it. Sense yourself right in the middle of it. Good work. And now the next one I love. It's the Galactic Healing Center, the Galactic Healing Room. Call in your healing team and have them assemble in there however they look to you. Some people just see energies. Some people see characters. Some people see aliens. Some people see hodgepodge of it all, or none. Just maybe feel it. All right, now you put a nice healing table there, or a healing chair, your preference. First, you put yourself on that healing table or chair. And now let's ask the healing team to work on you and see what you see and experience there. So interesting. I never know what I'm going to see or experience. Okay. Now, if you want to continue with that, you just wrap that in light and just move that scene over. It's our movie. We can create it any way we want. And let's bring in somebody. We'll have a brand new table, a brand new preparatory situation, and now you bring in somebody that you know that needs healing. Have that person be on the table or the chair. Mm-hmm. You can ask your healing team what it is you want from them, or they can tell you what they think needs to be done, whichever way you like to do it. Good work. Exciting. I see some very funny little characters, but we can talk about this after. And then you wrap that being in light, that picture, and it can keep running whilst you do the next one. It's our journey here. And now we'll do one more, and then we'll move to the next scenario. One more person, and then just see what they need. That's it. You know, you always want to throw a prayer or two in. I like to anyway. So let's just let the healing room carry on by itself. Let's let it simmer, as you say. And it will complete when it's ready. And now let's do one political one before we're done with our structure today. What do we see politically? What is it you'd like to pray in? I'd like to see Obama, Mr. Obama, and his family, but Obama leading the administration, and I'd like to see it be a win-win for a lot of different people, redeveloping the economic base in this country and around the world, maybe a little less of a, more resources for all. How about that? A more even distribution of wealth. And that Obama feels the support of many, many of the, in quotes, little people. That the little people feel like the strength to be entrepreneurial, to be business-oriented, to help support families and move consciousness, have it ripple through the collective here in this country and all over the world. I don't want too much, do you? What is it you want? But you can phone in and tell me. I look forward to that. And just wrap it all in light. And let's just all send from our heart chakra a bright pink ribbon of light over to Obama and the American administration. Yeah. That's it. And the light of harmony and of healing. And have it move from there to any of the trouble spots that you're thinking of anywhere in the world. And then just cover the planet. Just cover the planet. That's it. So even the ET visitors are feeling its harmony. Excellent. Now we come back out. Let the pink light subside back into your heart chakra. And then step back into your spinning little spaceship. Crystal spaceship. And then spin and spin in your disc. Spin and spin and spin and spin and spin until you spin back into this room with me now. And here we all are. We already have a caller, I think. Do we have a caller still waiting patiently there?
Yeah.
Hi.
I apologize for interrupting your meditation. My computer's not up, so.
Well, you still go to the top of the class.
Yeah, maybe I'll get my gold star.
Could you do the meditation with us?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so that was nice.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, thank you. This is Vicki.
Hi, Vicki. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So, I don't know if it's really maybe it is a question or a validation. I'm not sure. I thought this is the key. I thought everything was going really well and the bottom fell out.
Oh, no.
I guess the I thought got me in the way. but today I've been kind of like off in a bubble someplace of one minute I'm really relaxed and the next minute I'm struggling and then the next minute I'm crying and the more I, my heart, the more I try to relax, the more I cry.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea why that is?
Well, it's kind of, I think I'm pretty, I don't know how safe it is to be relaxed as being on hypervigilance and pushing. And I know the energies aren't of pushing anymore. It's more of relaxing and allowing. And
you know something, Vicki? I don't think you heard this part of the show where I was talking about how we were talking about several other people, including some of the people who will be unnamed in this room. But some of us were born with a very unsafe inner child who pushed away people because it didn't really trust the integrity or the empathy or respect of the authority people around them.
Uh-huh.
And that came from thousands of years of training. And you've got some of that going on. Do you know that?
That's what it feels like because, you know, what came up, I had to go out of town today, and what came up was a memory of being in the car as a child, and I would be in the back seat, and whatever the chaos was going on in the car, I would kind of escape, and I would see this horse running alongside the car.
Oh.
and I would hear the hoofbeats, and I would ride this horse, and what kept coming was, relax and sit back.
Stop driving.
Huh?
Stop driving the horse, you mean?
Yeah, well, it was just going along, just relaxing in and going and just being okay. And.
But I want to say this about you, is as I look at you, because you know I'm a psychic, right?
Uh-huh.
You have a very, very tense little child in there who's scared to relax, who's scared that she can't be safe no matter what. Do you know
right.
that? And whose heart gets really jumbled up with those feelings of expansion and contraction all at once. She's like, I can't trust that. That almost like I have the right to open, or if I open, I'm going to be safe. And it gets so confusing deep in there.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's what you're dealing with. You've gone and done some healing work. You've gone and done some more healing learning, haven't you?
Yes.
And I think what that's done is opened you to be more receptive to that, I won't say confused inner child. It's that she's trying to hold her own, and she's trying to push away people who might interfere with the truth that she is.
Yeah.
Because she just doesn't trust anyone. So here you are saying, okay, I've found new truth. I found more awakening. I'm very shamanic. And then inside, the little one's going, I'm so tired of all this. I'm so scared. And it's really interesting to see. I guess the inner child must be up, because everywhere I look, I see it right now.
You know?
And she's kicking and screaming. She's crying.
So, any suggestions on that?
Yeah, I would suggest that you start to talk to her, because what her complaint is, for thousands of years, she hasn't been safe to express the truth of her feelings and who she is. She's just never safe with that.
Yeah.
And she is right now, you see? But she's born with that attitude and with that program. So if we go in and we look at her, maybe we'll do another kind of meditation. But when I go in and I look at her, I feel like she's so cute and adorable, and she's fighting demons that aren't there all the time.
Yeah.
So if we could do some energy clearing work with her, like, well, let's do it right now, where if we enter and we ask to feel that place where she is just absolutely frantic because no one knows about the danger she's in. We'll put it that way, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to call her up and ask to feel that with her. And people at home, I want you to call up something of that ilk. You'll find your own inner child will have some version of that, even if it's smaller. I see. And okay, and in my own, there is a real deep distrust of adults that comes along with that.
Yeah.
And who knows why, right?
And that would block the believing, because it's like sometimes I don't believe.
Well, exactly. I mean, but it's like you can't get farther than the way that little girl's programmed. So one of the values, what the guys were telling us earlier, too, is that one of the values of really getting to know her, just let her express, that will dissipate.
Okay.
And that will dissipate because she's actually being held in respect for that strange combination of reactions she's got that seem meaningless to somebody else who might be observing, you see? So when she's little, if the people around her find her reactions meaningless, she's taking on judgments and self-doubts. I mean, she's taking on huge, huge reactions, isn't she?
Right.
So if you can give her the respect of like, well, you're really weird, but I really respect that came from a lot of experience. And I'm here to love you and really let you just show me all these feelings that you have. You see what I mean? Because yours is like a ball, and it's like her legs want to kick a bit. Do you feel ever
Yeah, I
can
feel this kicking going on.
Yeah. So you just let her and talk to her. Say, okay, right on. Keep going, girl. Because I feel like, she's already starting to get lighter. But she needs to have permission to be, I'm crying is weird. Okay, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to have permission to let that stuff out because it's ancient, and because we're on live radio, global radio, Vicki. I'm not going to break down all of her reactiveness at this point. But if you start paying attention, because you're very magical yourself, if you start paying attention to all the stuff that's embedded in her, I did a quick mention of the universal influences that we're carrying in our body mind as well. So we don't even have to know where they came from. They could be thousands or millions of years old.
Yeah.
But obviously she's been marauded by authority. Well, guess what? Let's all get in line here, eh?
Yeah.
And I do believe, oh, and years ago, I knew Vicki, for people at home, Vicki's called in before, but I've known her for many, many years, actually. And years ago, the guides, when I was doing the work, they used to say, when you bring up a process like this, become aware of something, it takes about 2.25 days for it to run through your body.
Yeah.
And today they were saying, they were teasing me and saying, years ago you used to say that when you used to be more glib, ha, ha, ha.
Uh-huh.
And but they also said it still will take about that long for it to come up and be recognized and be honored and to dissipate.
Yeah.
But you, when you think about it, if it's millions of years old, that's a pretty short time.
That is pretty quick.
And you're going to get little headaches from it.
Yeah, I get. Yeah, I can that too. Yeah.
Okay, so yell. If you could yell, if you could breathe intensely, and this is for people at home as well, if you can breathe really intensely and maybe holler a little bit, even if it makes you laugh, you'll probably release that. Or imagine reaching on top of your head and pulling the cork off.
Okay.
Because it's just pressure. It's the pressure into the head that's coming from this very volatile energy pattern that's really deep within you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been very frustrating for you. So you've actually judged the heck out of her.
Yeah.
Yeah. We can understand it. It's such a conundrum, isn't it?
It is. It really is.
So what I'd really like is if you call us next week and tell us what happened.
Okay. I'll go out and... allow that child to do some stomping and crying and screaming. And
yeah, her legs seem really important in this.
Yeah.
So
and
her heart.
When I think about her kicking her legs, I feel it in my belly, in the lower belly, like the second chakra, where she's just like kicking in there.
In your womb. Yeah. The other thing about you and other people as well is there's a deep drive to be amazingly loving.
Yeah.
But these little inner child people can't really let us have that because it's so scary.
Mm-hmm.
So what I see in you is this amazing light in your heart that keeps getting dampened down by her fear of, what, making an ass of herself, not being protected, not having enough military support. See what I mean? So, yes, and I'm not laughing at her. I really have a fascination right now and a compassion for these amazing parts of our being.
Yeah.
So I don't think we need to do a different kind of energy. I feel like this awareness is triggering a huge change in her.
Yeah, because it is the awareness, and now I got that, so I appreciate
And for people at home, people who are listening, pay attention as well to the various parts of your body that seem to be being kicked as this little inner child. Not all of you are using the legs, but several people are. And pay attention to the parts of your body that either get tense or go numb or buzz or spin or whatever they do.
Yeah.
And remember, use a double tetrahedron. If you're really stuck and you need to go somewhere, put it in a double tetrahedron and spin and spin and spin.
Mm-hmm.
Or use the disc. The disc is nice.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Any blessings. Thank you so much for your call.
Thanks.
Bye. That's actually a really interesting subject, isn't it, the inner child? I know a lot of you have done inner child work, and I haven't seen it quite as vibrant as this before. And I think because when you're getting close to your, as Jackie Salvidi often talks about doing your great work, that her team is saying that all of us are preparing for our great work, which is the work that comes through us that brings us into fulfillment. And my understanding is when you're getting closer and closer to doing what you really came for, it's pretty amazing what comes up to bankrupt you. It's not bankrupt in the monetary, or it could be that, but it's not what I'm really thinking about. It's to really limit you, because there's nothing more scary than really putting yourself on the line if in some other lifetime or some other level of consciousness, being on the line has been pretty dangerous to your health. Oh, goody, we have another caller. You're welcome to tell us about your life. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. It's Beth.
Hi, Beth. How you doing?
Good. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
I'm calling because a lot has happened in the past couple of, well, I guess month or a couple of weeks, actually. One, my uncle passed away.
Oh, was that a shock?
I'm sorry, what?
Was it a shock?
It was, he had diabetes, and then he just sort of, actually, I'm sorry, he had a stroke, and then, sorry, I was thinking of something else, I don't know why I thought of diabetes, but he had a stroke, and then he, it slowly just, he just never got better.
Aw, well, bless his heart. We'll send him light.
Yeah, he was a great guy. I mean, just, I never once ever saw him angry. He was always happy. Yeah. And then, I guess because I'm going through, basically I'm going through a lot of changes and I could feel it. And I know you've told me before about, you know, like just embrace it, embrace all the changes and stuff. But, I kind of, again, I still feel this, and I don't know if there's something I could do, but I just feel like I'm just sort of hanging there, and I'm afraid to fall, but I'm afraid to, like, move, and I just feel like I'm just sort of there.
And you're not feeling the have you ever felt like this before? Because what I want to say is, you know, we were just doing the inner child thing, and I'm like, yours is very vague. It's like it's kind of emotional and a little bit watery right now.
Yeah.
She doesn't seem to have a drive at all.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? Let's just call it in and see. Okay, I want all of you at home to go back into the inner child. And I want you to take a look at how you feel when we go into the inner child, how you feel emotionally. And you seem to feel kind of listless or something, do you?
Yeah.
Did you used to get that way when you were a child?
No. I mean, when I got sick, I would, you know, my legs would get tired and stuff. But, I don't really remember.
Well, it's funny. Okay, so I want to call up all the listlessness. Let's just do that. Let's just call up all the listlessness in your body, mind. I want it to talk to me. And it seems to come up and bounce into your chest. That's interesting, isn't it? What happens to you when I call it up?
I kind of feel it more in, like, my... below my belly, like just below my belly.
Okay, the second chakra area.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's call up all the listlessness again, anywhere it is in your body, and exaggerate that. Somebody's got it in the hands, which is interesting. It's not me, somebody's hands just went blank as if they didn't have them anymore, and I'm going, oh, that's interesting. There's like a helpless feeling, and yours is in the belly area.
Yeah.
I think that you have this whole feeling of exhaustion as a little child. You're not saying that, but I'm feeling that. Could that be true?
It could be. I mean, I was sick a lot when I was a kid, and I did have asthma when I was a kid.
Oh. Well, you know what? You were born with a lot of that stuff, because I'm finding this listless exhaustion when you're in your little inner child, and it's really strange. I'm going, what? How did did people feel really badly for her?
Did they feel badly for me?
Yeah, when you were sickly as a child.
Well, yeah, when I was sick, yeah, everyone took care of me, and, you know, because I was, like, the youngest of four kids, so, and I was, like, the youngest in the neighborhood, so everybody took care of me, you know? But it's interesting that you said that, because I have been really tired lately.
Yeah.
Like, I take little cat naps. You know, like 10-minute naps here, 5-minute nap here. Like, I'm just sitting there, and all of a sudden I'm tired.
Well, you know, we were talking about how we have ancient programming, and some of it comes from thousands of years ago. And I want to say you have a kind of a reluctance about being on the planet. You know that? It's not like I want to die. It's like, it's a lot of work. And it's really deep down within your body-mind, okay? So this exercise is going to take too long for us to do on the air, but your homework, darling, is to go in there and talk to your inner child and say, is that true that I feel really exhausted about life? It's not so weird to have that deep down, but it is impractical to leave it there because you're very vital, you're very creative. There are people all around you who want to play with you and do things with you. But you've got this, like, it's just like how we create our reality. We create kind of a circle of radiance around us. And there's a fatigue in you. And I'm going, it's not current. The fatigue is not from right now. It's from an old pattern. And in that pattern, you got protected from having to be too vital for whatever reason. And I'm seeing that you don't want it anymore, I don't think. Seems that what you want is to be feisty, go forward, and really make it as a very creative, vervy character, right?
Yeah, yes.
But in the meantime, something's pulling you down inside, and I'm going, whoa, I think you could probably call up that part of your nature, make peace with it, dance with it, and so on. And if it's so, what I think it is you're going to find a kind of a surge of energy that comes through after you, probably take you a couple of days, after you've made peace with this inner part of you and given her permission to be, that will dissipate, and you're going to suddenly get a real hit of energy coming from behind it. It's the strangest thing. It's very, very, very subconscious. Very, very, very. I don't think it's red chakra. I think it's second chakra, except that it's as old as time for you.
Okay.
All right? And you don't like it too much.
No. No, I don't. I want to have energy. I want to, like, move ahead. And so I need to be kind to the universe.
Yeah. I think actually when you go in, and this is for everybody at home as well, when you go in and recognize who's in there and give her some place to express, she moves along. She doesn't need to stay there anymore.
Really?
Yeah, because we've had our reactions to maintain our identity, haven't we?
Yeah.
Well, you don't want that identity anymore. It got people to look after you, got people to take care of you. You don't need that anymore. You've got a whole bunch of other things you'd rather do. Remember, life is a transformative adventure.
Yeah, so, yes, for sure.
So do me a favor, do yourself a favor, and really make peace with her, and then let me know what happens.
I will, okay. I will, definitely.
Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
All right, be well.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Inauguration Day. Which part of your nature do you want to inaugurate? Let's take a look at you and see what it is you're trying to create. And how did you do in the structures? And how many of you watched Obama's inauguration? I have a couple of other things to say. Oh, one is that I want you to check amatierra.com. If there's anybody out there who would like to come on a 5-day retreat to Costa Rica, I'm going to be doing one, and a very dear friend of mine, Jill Ruttenberg, and her husband, Bob Ruttenberg, have a wonderful retreat center in Costa Rica. And from March 25th to March 30th, I'm going to be there. It's a live-in kind of full experience, and we're going to do some pretty intense learning. We're going to learn all about how to become authentic, how to use energy, physical activity, emotional clearing work, meditation, fun stuff to become more and more authentic. So it's a kind of a 5-day live-in. Let's be intense about this thing and also let's have some fun. So check amatierra.com, amatierra.com, and we'll talk about it. Hi, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Veronica. It's Deb.
Hi, Deb. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Working toward the next level of your own authenticity.
Well, here's the trick for tonight. I'm going to go to a little, I'm screwing up my courage and I'm going to go out and be social and go to a little, Obama, inaugural ball.
Yay!
A little tiny one, I know. But what I want to do is, because, as you know, I suffer from, a really stupid and insane lack of confidence about appearance. And so what I
want
to do
I want everybody at home to know this is a very beautiful woman.
Well, at 58, you know, I've just become sicker than I used to be. And so when I put on clothes to try to figure out what to wear to this thing, I feel just sort of awful. and lumpy. And I think that's insane and vain and ego-driven. And what I thought my guides could help me do here was to remember to radiate beauty from the inside out. I mean, that really is the point of everything, right?
Yep. And also, I think I told you this years ago. I remember looking really terrible, and I went to a gathering, and I had sweats on, and my hair was sticking up. So I kept saying my favorite affirmation, which is, I am the presence of beauty. I am the presence of being beautiful. I am the presence of being interesting. I am the presence of being attractive. I kept running that through. And I don't know how many people came up and said, you really look good tonight.
I love that one. Okay.
All right, so you got to do something like that.
But I'd like to get it, you know, at this deep level where I don't keep falling back into the cycle because it's so ego-driven. How do we get to that point where we are completely accepting of the physical so that we can just radiate divine beauty?
It's called mastery, sweetie.
Okay.
At 5 o'clock, I've got Almeen on, and she probably could tell you better than I can, but I believe it is mastery where we can step out of our attachment to how we look. But I notice Almeen, who's very realized, wears makeup and does her hair well, so I guess mm-hmm. he's got some of that too. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and that's fun. I mean, I've also gotten to the point where I come back to that and thought that, and you know, I think that's fun. But
there's another thing, Deb, that's really interesting about appearance is that there are ways that we look that people feel safer, stronger, and happier to see us. It's just an aesthetic thing. And for people who don't know, Deb is an amazing artist and astrologer as well. So I'm going, you know, the art of presenting yourself in a way that brings other people into harmony or attraction, that's a nice thing to do. That's service, really.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
So what I see tonight is that you're going to have a good time. People are absolutely, infatuated with the new administration. They have rose-colored glasses on in a lot of ways as well.
Oh, absolutely.
So you're going to enter a field of beauty, if you will. You're going to enter a field of joy that's going to make you feel beautiful anyway.
Thank you. You know, I think that's that's the real reason for going, really, is that, you know, all of us know that we have to work hard, hard, hard now.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, there is so much joy right now and such a sense of unity that I think I just want to sort of feed that.
Yeah, and bask in it and roll around in it and be a part of it.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, you said work hard, hard, hard. And it occurs to me a lot that the past administration, there was that feeling of there was nothing I can do.
Mm-hmm.
How many people do you know that pulled away from learning anything about what was going on anymore? It got
exactly.
So dreadful.
Yeah. That's what's so beautiful about this is that everybody knows that, you know, we have to get really conscious whether or not people would use that language or not, but the fact is that we can feel as if we are, I think we can feel empowered again.
And you know, and Obama's been pretty clear about the fact that every one of us is required.
Exactly.
You know, he doesn't seem to be, even though he's the charismatic leader and people love him, he doesn't seem to say, me, 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 you know.
All right, well, that wonderful phrase that's become a cliche now, but it's still applicable, is, you know, we are the ones that we've been waiting for.
Yeah, I love that. And it's really true.
It
but you
is.
Know something? I have not been political for a long time in some kind of, some kind of response and just going into my own evolution instead and being frustrated with it all. And the day after Obama won, I got up in the morning and went, well, I can get involved.
Right.
It was just in the air. I can feel it.
But I don't think it's so much about politics. That's the beauty of it. I've been political my whole life and pulled back finally just because I didn't want to be in the confrontational mode and I couldn't figure out how else to do it for a while, so I just sort of stopped for a while to figure it out. But this doesn't feel as much about politics to me anymore as it does about pulling together all of humanity. I mean, serious, he seems to be the kind of leader who knows how to lead by getting everybody else. Helping everybody to feel their power and how if we just, and the things that he said today about, you know, where you start, which is, and how you respond to your children and nurture your children. It's like, okay, this guy gets it.
Isn't it wonderful? And he's even got a grandmother in the White House.
I know, isn't that something?
Yeah, it really is a part of the picture, isn't it? It's like, bring the family back into power here.
Yeah. I didn't mean to take up so much time, and I didn't mean to get it political. Sorry about that.
Oh, no, I said, does anybody watch the inauguration? Do you feed me back about politics?
I missed the first part of your show. I was out walking around on the road. I actually put up an American flag today on the house for the first time in my adult life. I'm going to be 58 in a month, and I have been political, was raised in, you know, an extraordinarily political family, and never felt like I could fly the flag, and today I just proudly put it out there.
Yay, you go, girl. Well, thank you for your call, and I hope that you'll call us back and let us know how it went tonight.
I will. Lots of love to you.
Much love to you, Deb, and have a blast tonight.
Thanks.
Laugh a lot.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, that was a good call to hear about Obama and appearance. Appearance is a really important thing to us all, and I don't know if it's always ego. Do you think it is? No, I think that it's putting your best vibration and your best radiance on is a contribution, really, isn't it? It's like a piece of art. We're all works of art, and oh, my goodness. So let's see. We're going to be talking to Almeen at the top of the hour, and she's really an amazing channel. If you look up almeen.com, A-L-M-I-N-E, she's got all kinds of information on what does it take to become a master? What does it take to evolve? What is ascension? What is the ascension process all about? How can I ascend? Why do we want to ascend? What does that mean? And really, to me, it's all vibrational material, meaning that there are such low frequencies on our planet. There are low frequencies all over the universe. There's also high frequencies all over the universe that we're frequency beings. And when I talk to people, let me finish this one thought and then you're on the air. When I talk to people about 2012, and I've mentioned this before, and they said it used to take about 1 million years to accomplish something as a human being in terms of our evolution, and then it got to be about 300 days, and now we're in the cycles of change where it's moving up to 20 times that fast. Now, that's frequency talk. It's changed the energy, changed the reality. We are species in evolution, and we've got dark, dense frequencies that don't want to do it, and we've got higher frequencies that are moving through, and we're somewhere in the mix trying to be conscious about these frequencies and moving them so we can evolve. That's a thumbnail sketch on frequencies, but I have a caller. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica. This is Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Are you having a blast with this Obama situation?
Oh, I'm very happy. It's very uplifting and miraculous somewhat.
It is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very hopeful, to say the least. And I feel like there's been such an accelerated pace for a while now, but I've been feeling lately even more of that, and at least in my own process, but it never feels like it's just me. I feel like I'm feeling something that's more about all of us.
I agree with you. It's moving through the collective, and I believe our politics is about increasing its movement through so that we can be a much higher frequency race, humanity.
Yeah. So
racing to the race.
Yeah. Anyway, it's just I don't know. It just felt it. I'll call it it. You know, it's been feeling so intense lately. Just kind of the last month, maybe or so. Another increase in things speeding up.
And I find, I don't know if you find this as well, but I find that when there's an increase, there's also really dark feelings that seem to come through at the same time.
Yeah.
Seems to me that we are bopped about by that which is being released or pushed aside or however you want to describe it.
Exactly.
So do you have a question?
Well, I don't know. I know it's best if I have a question, but maybe if you would, tune in and see, kind of scan my chakras and see what you see. Tell me what comes up for you. I've been feeling so expanded lately, and I mean nearly psychedelicized.
Well, I just want to say this before you steal my thunder, because what I was going to say was your brain is getting a lot more light in it, and certain parts of your brain are getting, you know, when I look at your head and your top chakras, I go, it's not just enlightenment from the external, it's that your brain is holding higher frequency energy, not all of it, but some of it.
Uh-huh.
So you might feel kind of mentally and emotionally a little bit uneven at times, but you must.
Yes.
And then you said it's like psychedelic. I'm going, you bet. It's very exciting. And I think a lot of people are being hit. You're being hit by the light, girl.
Yeah. It's almost like, and like you said, the dark energies are just, I almost want to call it, I don't know, there's so many ways to say these things, you know, depending on your orientation, but all of those things that were hidden and other, that are coming to light. For example, I went and had a visit with my father recently and decided after that I didn't need to, that I just didn't want him in my life anymore.
Oh, my.
And, yeah, and it really sort of left me feeling relieved on one, you know, on one hand, but on the other, very, I don't know, just unsettled and sort of destabilized. Not that he was a stabilizing force, because he never has been, but there's something that happened when I decided I'm not obligated, and, you know, oftentimes in life where there's people in your life and maybe you've, in relationships, well, we've had so much time together, and well, they're just kind of that way, so you put up with a lot of things that don't resonate with you until maybe finally you just cut it loose. And after I did that, everywhere I turned, there was another opportunity to do that. It's like, well, do you want this in your life too, or how about this, and what about that? You know?
So you destabilize.
So like there's no going back. It's just like, you know, if you want to let it go, if you want to be free, well, then just realize that nothing is as you expect it to be or as it was ever again.
Well, and I'm running out of time, but I want to say one quick thing, which is that as you unhook from your father, there's a whole lot of the vibrational reality of the identity that you've taken on, even if you haven't seen him for a long time. There's a guide show. Quite often when a parent dies, the same thing begins to happen. Is a lot of things change, and you feel as if the parent has taken away a whole energy transference or something, and then you don't have the weight or the, even a precious, precious parent, you know?
Right.
So when I look at you, I go, well, you detethered something, and that changed your whole identity, which changes your relationship with a whole lot of other things, and that's pretty fascinating and very courageous on your part.
Yeah. Thanks.
Happy New Year to you, and happy changes, and happy Inauguration Day, and all of that.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to hear your voice, and thank you for being such a wonderful part of all this upliftment and, you know, realization. We all appreciate it so much, Veronica.
Oh, and bless your heart. It's good to talk to you again, Cheryl.
I'll be in touch.
Yeah, please do.
Happy Obama Day.
Happy Obama Day.
Bye.
Bye. So, this is Veronica Entwistle. We only have a minute left, and I want to tell you about what's up and coming Thursday night. I'm going to be on with Jackie Salvitti and her team, amazing channel beings that she works with. And I've been given the privileged opportunity to do some interviewing with them, and I really love to participate in her Thursday night show, which is called ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. It's on at 8 o'clock Thursday night, so join us for that. And then Tuesday, we're going to do more Radiance by Design at 4 o'clock. And then at 5 o'clock, I have an astrologer, an amazing woman named Madeline Gerwick. And she, you can check her website. She does Polaris, P-O-L-A-R-I-S, businessguides.com. PolarisBusinessGuides.com. She's taken a lot of people through the evolutionary approaches it takes to get businesses going and running and all that. She's got a whole bunch of stuff on her website, and she's got newsletters, and I think she will inspire. Right now in our economic world, a lot of us have to really believe in ourselves and our ability to manifest the resources that we need and so on. Anyway, she's really quite an amazing astrologer, and her focus, as I say, is business. So we're going to have a real blast with her at 5 o'clock Tuesday night here on BBS Radio, wonderful BBS Radio. So if you can stay, you're going to really enjoy Almeen. It's just a tremendous channel, almeen.com, if you want to check it out. And she'll be on at the top of the hour at 5 o'clock. If you'd like a session with me, email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. There's no H in Entwistle. veronica@veronicaentwistle, E-N-T-W-I-S-T-L-E.com. Or give me a call at 510-595-5564. If you're not on my little mailer telling you what's up on this particular show every week, let me know, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. I'll put you on my mailing list and keep you informed so you can call in again. This is Veronica Entwistle signing off for Radiance by Design and sending you much love, much optimism, and may we all hold up this next administration and make it an example of our collective evolution. We'll see you at the top of the hour.